Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
The 930 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
On KISM, one single vote separated first place from second place, and we will get to that in a second. First, our runner-up finishing in third place is the guy who tried to ski his way out of quarantine. This is the dude who lives in Norway. He was next door in Sweden and wanted to come home. And they said, well, you know the policy. You got to go into quarantine here before you can go home. And the guy said, well, I'm not doing that. So he put on some skis and said, I'll ski across the border. They'll never see me.
Put the cross-country and cross-country skiing.
Well, he got about 10, 15 miles into that skiing thing, and bad weather hit, and he had to be rescued, and they hauled him out of there, sent him a bill for the rescue, and dumped him into quarantine. Okay, the second place finisher here, losing out by a single vote, a 61-year-old man on acid in Kitsap County Monday night. He was watching the championship basketball game with the Zags at the Silverdale Senior Apartments when he had a healthy dose of acid in him, according to his wife, more than he usually takes, and had an unusual reaction. Wife says, you know, usually when he takes the acid, that puts him in a good mood. But the game wasn't going well for him. So he threw a chair through a fourth-floor window and broke 9 windows in total before the cops came.
I must be hallucinating. It looks like Gonzaga's losing.
The only way I can see Gonzaga losing is if I'm on acid.
Yes. Yeah.
They lost, and he lost.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
And that leaves the would-be artists as our 930 Knucklehead winners.
Yeah, earlier this month, on the 4th of April, cameras at an art gallery in Seoul, Korea's Lotte World Mall captured a couple splattering and rubbing paint on a piece of art. The untitled work was painted by a graffiti artist named John Won in 2016 in front of an audience in Seoul. Whenever the art piece moves from exhibit to exhibit, paintbrushes and paint that were used to create the art also are on display next to it. So it's kind of, you get to see what the working situation was like, what the paints were and how he used them and things like that. Well, upon seeing these, the couple thought the art was open to participation and decided to add their own touches, according to Reuters. According to the exhibition staff, footage shows the man and woman splattering and rubbing paint all over the art. The police were called. The couple were arrested, and the staff decided to press charges because they thought it was an honest mistake. They thought they were allowed, that this was participatory art. And they made a mistake, says the head of the art world there. We're currently in discussions with the artists on whether to restore it.
I hope that couple never goes to a strip club.
$500,000, yeah.
Our 930 Knucklehead winners. Thank you to the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery.
I guess I'm supposed to get up and take my clothes off, too. The Rockfish Grill and Anacortes Brewery in on Commercial Avenue in Old Town Anacortes. And with the weather being nice, get down there and enjoy it. Check out anacortesrockfish.com.
The Brad and John Show, home of the 930 Knucklehead. Powered by the Rockfish Grill and Anacortes Brewery. Serving Northwest food and great beers. And on tap now, the Knucklehead Red. Delicious new brew, perfect for any day. Check out the menu, event schedule, and live music lineup at anacortesrockfish.com. Located on the corner of 4th and Commercial in downtown Anacortes. Don't be a knucklehead. Get to the Rockfish Grill.